I'm live, and so is Molto Mario Batali, who's with us in Lydia's, and I'm thrilled to actually be able to corner you in a seat. I've only seen you drifting by at Beard Awards. Congratulations also, Mario, on your Beard Award this year. You're the best chef in the world, I understand.
Well, that's a little optimistic, but that's what they say. Thank you very much.
We are celebrating your new cookbook. How many cookbooks have you written, and how is this one different?
This is my fourth cookbook, and it differs from my previous three in that in each of the previous three, the cooking represented in the book is actually what I would consider a snapshot of my perspective at that time from a professional perspective. So those are restaurant dishes that I would naturally cook. Those are restaurant dishes that I would naturally cook in my restaurant or at home, but were a little bit more technically proficient and a little bit more difficult to source in terms of the ingredients. What you'll notice in terms of Molto Italiano is that the ingredient list, first of all, are substantially shorter. The technical steps are substantially shorter. And this is more about the cooking of the home in Italy than it is about the cooking of restaurants that I own.
I'm not sure that this is actually representative of what's everybody, what the ingredients are representative of what you can find in everybody's larder in the American kitchen, though. Don't you agree?
Absolutely not. I think that if we randomly chose a page, I would say it would be very difficult for us to find ingredients we can't find. And for example, I just found orata and potato ravioli, the idea being that we're using orata or any other firm whitefish, which could either be sole, halibut, grouper, or Lake Michigan whitefish. And then potatoes, marjoram, tomato sauce, and olives. Seems to be pretty easy to find if someone's trying to cook, I would guess.
Very well executed, Mario. A question, why 327 recipes and not 365?
Well, the 328th recipe wasn't quite good enough, so that's where we stopped.
I wanted to read on the cover, on the jacket of your book, I thought this was brilliant, this Anthony Bourdain says, Mario Batali is a madman and a hero. Is there nothing he's not good at?
I am not a long-distance runner.
I could tell that, actually. You were known for your flashy clothes, or your flash with clothes, put it that way. Tell us about your shoes.
My shoes are the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn. Combined, they weigh less than a pepper mill. The beauty of them, in addition to their spectacular rendition of the color orange, is that at the end of each evening, after wearing them all day, I can wash them in the dishwasher and have brand new shoes every day.
I didn't know they were washable. They're wonderful. You're going to have a very busy day, and we don't want to keep you too long. I will come back and ask you some questions about where to dine in Manhattan. We gave a hint of the kind of activities, the kind of energy this man has, but I don't know that you could explain it. To see him just swooping in there, they had performed the exact same event at Kansas City, Lydia's of Kansas City, the night before. 1,100 people. They hung up their aprons, climbed on a jet, flew to Pittsburgh, and just did it all over again. Another 1,100 people sold out for two lunches and a five-hour dinner spot.
An amazing guy. He was all set up to autograph 1,000 cookbooks in 20 minutes with assistance from some of the staff. He took a little longer to autograph ours and to autograph another one, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in the program. But back to Molto Mario Batali, talking about where to dine in New York and where to dine in Italy.
Mario Batali, you have four cookbooks out. You have how many television series?
I'm presently on three shows on the Food Network, Iron Chef, Molto Mario, and Ciao America.
You have how many restaurants, and you can name them?
I have seven. They're Babo, Lupa, Esca, Otto, Casamona, Barjamon, and Bistro Duvan. We're in development right now of two more. One in Los Angeles called Osteria del Latte with Nancy Silverton, and one in Manhattan on the west side called Del Posto.
Well, I have two questions. The first one is called, did you ever envision yourself being such a celebrity? And the second question is, where do you find time for this?
I never had a plan to be on TV, let alone a celebrity. I'm pleasantly surprised with it, as it does help me express a lot of interesting ideas about food in great environments surrounded by really great staff. How do I find time? It's the only thing I know how to do. The most important thing to realize is that sleep is a nice thing, but it's not the most important thing in life. Energy is the most important thing in life. So as long as you take care of everything and you exercise regularly and you drink lots of water and eat properly, there's plenty of time in life to do lots of things, and I seem to be squeezing things in all over.
How often do you go to Italy?
I go to Italy about 6 times a year. I'll be there in 2 weeks with the kitchen staffs of both Osteria del Latte and Del Posto, and we're going to travel in and around Bologna to taste and see what I consider to be some of the best restaurants in the world.
Have you noticed, I'm sure you have, that in addition to really wonderful regional cooking that's always been available in Italy, there is a whole new movement of new cuisine, so that you do have deconstructed whatevers and the people who studied with Ferran Adrià del Bulli. Can you see this happening? I saw it happening just this past couple of years. And what's it doing to the regional cooking?
I think one of the great tragedies of Italian cooking is their attempt to become the hip modern people like Ferran Adrià and Alain Cendron and some of these new chefs who deconstruct things. Perhaps the greatest and most obvious immediate loss in a lot of the traditional cooking is the handmade pastas. At this point, our generation and the one right after it has become obsessed with curry and shrimp in their risotto, and what they've turned their backs on are the tortellini and the tagliatelle that their mothers have always made. And I don't see this as a long-term crisis. This is just part of the pendulum that is anything that is artistic as is cooking at this point in life. So it'll move over and then hopefully it'll come back. I will continue to support more of the traditional matriarchal grandmother and mother kitchen restaurants, much more so than the experimental ginger, cilantro, and coconut milk infusions into Italian cooking.
I understand exactly what you're saying. Do you have any favorite Italian restaurants you're taking your staffs to tour in around Bologna? What are some of the big name restaurants that you can take people to?
I would say one of my favorites is a place called Diana, which is a classically Italian overlit restaurant with unbelievable tortellini and a bolito misto cart in Bologna.
Yeah, I think the overlit is something anybody who's been in Italy will immediately respond to the atmosphere of that particular. The Carlo Rossi. More restaurants in Italy?
Sure. There's a place called Osteria Giusti, which has been in Modena since the 1570s. It's now run by a guy named Nano Morandi. It is the apex of the cuisine of Emilia Romagna from the particular bent of Modena, the city that is the home of Aceto Tradizionale, or real balsamic vinegar. It is one of my favorite places, as well as just an insanity of incredible wines, both French and Italian, but I stick to the Italian.
How about if we jump to New York, could you give us a list of restaurants to zip off and try?
Sure, I would say my favorites this year, probably my all-time favorite, is a restaurant called Pearl Oyster Bar. It's on Cornelia Street. Simple, northeastern-style seafood served with no pomp or circumstance. My other real favorite in the last 6 months is a place called Momofuku. It's kind of an Asian noodle and dumpling shop on 1st Avenue and 10th Street. I would say the big splash this year for the high-end wine consumers, a restaurant called Cru, C-R-U, on 5th Avenue and 9th Street. Shea Galante is a chef who's making very interesting reinterpretations of the raw fish kind of crudo thing that we kind of were helping and working on at Esca. I love my new Bistro du Vent. Is a French Northern Italian bistro right on 42nd Street that has just delicious, gutsy, non-Atkins-influenced food. It's very direct. It's about potatoes and bread and all of the delicious things that are peasants, and that's what makes it really good.
I also want to comment on how shy and retiring this man is. Thank you so much. Give us the final word on the cookbook. Title, publisher, go ahead.
The new cookbook is called Molto Italiano. It is about simple Italian home cooking. It's published by Echo Press. The editor is Dan Halpern, and it's been out for about a month since May.
And will undoubtedly be another bestseller for you. Thank you.